Welcome aboard, folks, to Your Voice Counts on this outstanding radio station, Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you, RBN, for giving me the chance to get the message out about the USS Liberty and what happened to our ship by the hands of Israel. And if you tune into this network, I know that you can handle the truth, real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth. And believe me, folks, this radio station certainly abides by that. That's their main goal, the truth. I've listened to some of the hosts on here, good people and good callers, people that call in and want the truth. They want a country that they can believe in. They want a country that is ours and nobody else's. They want a country that is not controlled by a foreign country, as our country is being led down the primrose path by the Zionist state of Israel. Just the way it is. And if you don't know that, you're not paying attention to what's going on in this world, what's not going on in the United States government, what's not going on with our elected officials. So I want to thank RBN very, very much for giving me the chance to host Your Voice Counts. Thank you, John Stettmiller. I appreciate very, 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 very much. I appreciate all the people that work at RBN. Sam is our board operator this evening, and thank you, Sam, for your outstanding work that all of you do. I appreciate all of you very much. As everybody that works for RBN, that puts in their heart and soul to make this show and every show on this network the best it can be. And I'm very fortunate to get some of the best guests that I can get on Your Voice Counts with the help of my good friend Kat Farber and, of course, Ron Kukul and, of course, James Morris. I appreciate all of them for doing that. So you know that RBN has got a pledge drive going, and if you want to, you know, give them a few bucks, put it in the bucket, just go to republicbroadcasting.org and help out and keep this radio station the quality it is right now. And I don't know, I don't think it can get it any better, but we all need funds, and this radio station certainly needs them too. So think about that, folks. Now, my guest today was on just a few weeks ago. His name is Mahmoud El Yosef, and he'll be on in just a minute. So Mahmoud, hang on. I have to do a little bit more liberty business here and we'll get going. Folks, you know that this show is dedicated to my fallen shipmates that were slaughtered aboard the USS Liberty 45-plus years ago, June the 8th, 1967. 174 others were wounded, including myself. Some of them were wounded so badly you couldn't even look at them. That's how wounded they were. It was just a horrible, horrible sight to see the flesh, the gray matter off their heads, and you're looking straight into their brain. So many wounds I can't describe, but that's what Israel did to their friends. The only friends they got in the world, their American friends, their benefactors, the people that pay them money, give them money on a daily basis. Yep, that's what they did to us, and they got by with it. Folks, we're going to go on a break. Support your sponsor, the RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can't handle the truth. See you in a minute.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of the serenity. They attacked a silent ship, making a 40-foot hole in the starboard, killing 34 and wounding almost 200 more. Their jets sending down a merciless nail palm. It looked like a devil's star war, and the Liberty fell like a wounded and dying lamb. Death and the pain will never depart me. I'll hear the bomb.
Here we go, folks. Here we go, folks. Thank you, Kat, for your beautiful, beautiful voice. I wanted to let that run just a little bit longer than usual. The USS Liberty's one of our best friends, Kat Faber, and her husband Rick have been ill with the flu, and doggone it, they're just down and out. And we depend on Kat so much; she does so much work for us, getting guests and with her beautiful music. And I wanted to honor her especially and tell her and that my best wishes and heart and soul go out to you guys. I want you to get well as soon as you can, and God bless you both. We love you very, very much, and hang in there and stay healthy, please. And thank you again, Kat, for all you do and your beautiful, beautiful voice. You're irreplaceable in my view, just an outstanding person. Now, folks, when I stopped with a callous murder committed aboard the USS Liberty at the hands of Israel. Now, we didn't murder anybody. Israel did all the murdering, and they called the survivors Zionist haters, Jew haters, Nazis, you name it. They call us that. Now, we didn't kill anybody. They did all the killing. They're just trying to hide the truth. Now, the crew of the USS Liberty, we're eyewitnesses to cold-blooded, premeditated murder on the high seas. And we want our voices heard. We want the Congress of the United States to investigate this 45-year-old plus murder and war crimes committed against the crew of the USS Liberty and the United States government, the American people. You, my folks, yes, you were attacked just as bad as we were June 8, 1967, when they fired their first round of salvo at us, their bullets, their rockets, their cannons. They were firing at you. They were firing at our American flag in international waters. It was an act of war. They declared war on us June 8, 1967. And I don't know of any peace treaty we've signed with Israel yet, but I think we need to get something done here. You know, during the World War II, right after World War II, they had a thing called the Nuremberg Trials. And they put people to death and put them in prison, and most of them got killed or put to death for their participation in the concentration camps that the United States government freed them from with the help of Great Britain and a few other countries. So they did that all for the benefit of the Jews to get them out of those concentration camps. So that was a very, very good thing the United States did. But it's not a very good thing what Israel has done to the United States of America. Now, just this last skirmish they had in, skirmish, let's call it a war. Many, many Palestinians were killed. Yeah, women, children, young boys and girls, men and women, pregnant women. It was a terrible, terrible thing, and it went on, and it cost the United States of America $1.8 billion. That we paid for that. We paid for that, not Israel, $1.8 billion, and we're going to give them a lot more money for their Iron Dome. They want more weapons and more weapons and more weapons. Maybe this was a precursor of war with Iran. They want to see if this was their Iron Dome was going to work. Apparently it did. Who knows? Who knows what comes out of Israel, if it's the truth or not? I can't really say. I can't say, but I do know this. They're guilty of murdering my shipmates, and Israel should pay for their crimes, their war crimes. The United States government needs to listen to these American heroes aboard the USS Liberty and give us our day in court. What should you be afraid of? The very worst you could make us out to be is all liars. So take us up on it, folks. Take us up on the hill and give us our day in court. That's all we're asking for. I got one more thing to go through here. Then we're going to get our guest on. Mahmoud, thank you for being so kind and to come back on air. And we got some talking to do here about the war that just went on here a few days ago. And then the UN vote recognizing Palestinian, not the way they really want to be recognized, but at least they're recognized. They can't file criminal suit, war crimes against Israel now, which Israel is not real happy with. And they've said so. They've basically told the United Nations and the all countries of the world to stick it where the sun doesn't shine. They don't care what the international community wants. They're going to do what they want to do. And the United States of America voted with them. So what's new there? But anyway, the last thing I'm going to get into here is a good friend of mine, John Gadusko, former lieutenant aboard the USS Liberty. He was an intelligence officer, and I always like to give John a kudo. A very nice man, an honorable man, and a great officer, one of the best aboard the USS Liberty. If you want to learn about the USS Liberty, go to his website, folks, tinyurl.com, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty, tinyurl.com/USS Liberty. Best site you're ever going to get about the USS Liberty on any internet, anywhere. Also, go to James Morris's site, AmericaHijacked.com, AmericaHijacked.com. Just go to American Hijacked and you can get it. James has got all kinds of stuff on there, interesting stuff, just not about the USS Liberty, but a gaggle of stuff about the Middle East, what's going on, about John McCain, Cindy McCain, people that don't believe in justice as we do. So hopefully the truth will prevail and we'll get our day in court someday and pray that the Palestinians do not get slaughtered before it's too late. Palestinians have every right in the world to defend themselves, just as any other country does. So Israel says they got a right to defend themselves. Well, so do the Palestinians. But the Palestinians are shooting bottle rockets and throwing stones at them while the United States has given Israel F-16s, the best weapons you can get, rockets, cannons, anything, helicopters, you name it, they got it. So, no, it's not a fair fight. No, it's not a fair fight. And I read something today that Israel says, who gives a what if it's a fair fight? They're going to do what they want to do to basically get rid of the Palestinians. That's what they want. They want to drive them off their land and make them go. But the Palestinians aren't going to do that. I know this is getting off topic of the USS Liberty, but the USS Liberty and the Palestinians were displaced same time, June 8, 1967, when Israel stole all their land. Yep, they stole all their land. They got Syria's land, too. Of course, Egypt got theirs back in that deal they made at Camp David, of course, which we're going to see how that works out with Egypt. But anyway, Mahmoud, welcome aboard. Thank you, sir, for coming back on. And I would like to start with your view on this latest barrage, this latest war, one side of war against Palestinians in Gaza.
Well, thank you for having me, Phil. It wasn't really a war. What you have is 1.7 million Palestinians in a concentration camp with the Israeli hammering them with death from the sky, from the sea, with Apache helicopter, with F-16, with tanks, Merkava tanks. And as you know, and your listener know, that the Palestinians have no outstanding army, air force, navy, or marine to defend themselves, except they have people there with AK-47 and willing to fight the Israeli army to death in a street fight, in a guerrilla warfare. They have suicide bomber ready waiting for the Israeli army to start a ground invasion. Israeli well know in advance, they calculate it, well, whenever they go in, their casualty number going to go up, and they're not going to be able to take it. What they did, basically, during the 8 days, they bombarded the whole area, indiscriminate shelling, hitting the building, identify 15-story building for international media, including RTV, the Russian television, Middle Eastern stationed there, and with all arrogance, the Israeli government sent a message to Moscow that they know there was their reporter there, but they are being biased, and instead of apologizing to the Russian TV and other international media outlets, when you hit a civilian indiscriminately, these are war crimes. When you target journalists intentionally, these are war crimes. When you use rather the drone aircraft, it is assassination of individuals on the ground. You're acting as jury, judge, and a prosecutor. These are all war crimes under international law. And with the U.S. backing Israel, we're able to get away with murder. Basically, they killed over 165 people, mostly civilian, and many of whom are children. And one three-story building, they wiped off the whole family, three generations of that fellow family.
Music coming in. When the music comes in, we got to go to break. And we got to support our sponsors on this great radio station, RBN. The great station on radio, guys. Support your sponsors on RBN. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you. God bless America.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to, we got about, a 4 or 5 minute run. And then at the bottom of the hour, we got about an 18 minute run. And listen, I know a lot of people out there like to call into the show. And if you'd like to call in at the bottom of the hour or call in now and get in line, call 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And let your voice count. Your voice counts very much on this show. Believe me, it does. We need opinions. We need people to tell us how to get out of situations, how to help, how to combat what's going on. I know writing your senators and your congressmen is useless. I've tried that for the last 35, 40 years. It doesn't do any good. But there's other ways to do it, grassroots ways and things like this. I know that Stevie Wonder is not going to go raise money for the IDF in Hollywood. God bless Stevie Wonder for that. So, Mahmoud, go ahead with your thoughts, sir, and we'll just continue on.
Well, let's address the UN vote on Stevie Wonder, because this is very important, really, in all the same day. As an American, first of all, as an American, I'm very embarrassed by my country's official vote at the United Nations. I'm really very disgusted and that our government leader can be so easily bought by money and influence to abandon our American principle of justice for all and equality under the law and support the oppressor instead of following what's written in the Statue of Liberty and that support the oppressed. So sadly, I'm quite pleased also that the rest of the world has learned to ask you, America, and saying, hey, we're not standing for this kind of Israeli democracy. You have oppressed people at the United Nations coming to Palestinian asking for equality, and what the occupying Israeli is saying to them, if you're going to go that way, if you're going to go to the International Court of Justice and apply for membership, we're going to use physical violence and political violence against you and your representatives. That's basically what it is. So you have also Stevie Wonder, the same day, the United Nations, overwhelmingly, 193 nations, like 138 of them voted in favor of upgrading the status of Palestinian mission at the United Nations. You have 41 country abstain, and I think 9, including Israel, that voted for. So America, for the first time, look, actually, you know, standing with countries in the Marshall Island that no one heard about them before, you know. Because of the influence, it seems like our policy, our foreign policy, is made in Tel Aviv, not in Washington, D.C. And then you have Secretary of State Clinton and Ambassador Susan Rice claiming this is unfortunate. The vote went that way, unproductive. It's really shameful that these two women are the highest rank within our government who speak for America in the international arena.
Well, yeah, they do speak for the United States government. But Mahmoud, what is the world body as a whole is tired of seeing what's going on and how the Israelis get by with it and what they do to the Palestinians. I mean, like I said before, just being in an open-air concentration camp is bad enough. But to be bombarded from the sea, the air, and the ground with tanks and whatever else they have, and very precise weapons. And, you know, there is going to be collateral damage, and they know that. But the collateral damage is not an issue with them. And that's just the way it is. If it was an issue with them, you would not have 160-plus people dead, and most of them civilians. And it is,
you know,
just,
and you have the UN ambassador, not the UN ambassador, UN chief went to Jerusalem during the assault in Gaza, and he has the audacity to say that he blamed Hamas for firing rockets, when it's well known, well documented that the Israeli army is the one who rattled the seas, who broke the seas, who fired and mentally challenged child at defense and killed kids playing soccer even before.
Yeah.
It escalated into massive scale of war, and obviously Israel get away with murder as long as no one is really there to challenge them or impose sanction or embargo on them. And now we have 52 international figures who's calling for armed embargo because of what happened in Gaza against the state of Israel until Israel respect international law. Abide by the rule of civilized nation.
Right. And Mahmoud, I wanted to ask you something. You're breaking up a little bit. I don't know why, but you're breaking up a little bit. So hopefully that we'll get that cured. But the music's going to come on in just a few seconds. But I don't know what's wrong with your phone line. You're on a landline, I hope, because usually you don't get that problem.
I am. I'm away from the base. Maybe that's why it's breaking.
Yeah, please get closer to it, and that way we won't break up because we don't want to miss anything you have to say, Mahmoud. We got about 30 seconds until the music and
I'm switching rooms.
Okay, here it comes now, folks. So remember, support your sponsors at RBN. They can they have a lot of good things to get to your house and home that you need. So please buy them for RBN. And also, you know, RBN has got sells gold, too. So if you want to buy some gold, get a hold of them. See you in a minute.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Let the ship move farther out to sea. There were too many errors and too much time wasted.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go to you. Welcome back, folks. Here we are for a good long run on Your Voice Counts. Thank you very much for listening. And Mahmoud, I wanted to, you know, make something extremely clear to everybody out there.
Yes,
is
sir.
That I or the USS Liberty or this great radio station, of course, we condemn all acts of violence, all acts of violence against anyone. And I would hope and pray that the dear Lord would make sure that innocent people around the world don't pay with their lives or their limbs because of what Israel does. Now, I know that the United States of America is the biggest friend and ally of Israel, but my prayers are that no one would take it out on any American. I just can't stand the thought of that. And I don't have any connections or anything like that. It's just my personal feelings on that. And I pray that nobody gets hurt, because I know the radicals that want to kill people. I don't think they care who they kill as long as they get back at Israel. And what are your thoughts on that? And then we got a caller.
Phil, I agree with you. I share your views in that. I don't think Palestinians have been targeting American or other Westerners. All what they want is to live in peace and freedom in their own homeland, and they will never bow their head or bend their knees to anybody except Almighty God. The same with the USS Liberty survivor and family, like you and your show. And I give you a lot of credit for speaking out loud in demanding justice for the victims as well as for the survivor of USS Liberty. This is America's most hidden secret. It's a shameful that you have four members of U.S. Senate, both bipartisan, will immediately after the vote at the U.N. demand that the Palestinians should be punished, where you don't have any public official who have the integrity and come and defend the U.S. sailor who was slaughtered in midday in international water aboard USS Liberty and demand that the justice investigation be initiated and those responsible for slaughtering and injuring nearly two-thirds of the shipmates be brought to justice.
So we have
some connection between the Palestinian and the victim of USS Liberty. You have been ignored for so long, 45 years, with the Palestinian. How long has it been? Since 1948, 65 years. And when they partitioned Palestine, this month, 65 years, what happened? Israel grabbed it and the Palestinian said, no, we don't want to split our land in half and give it most of it to the Israeli who own 6% of the land. It's the same story with King Solomon, where the woman made a false claim to another woman, child, and the real woman, when King David said, I'm going to split the baby in half, what did the real mother said? She said, no, let her have him. With his wisdom, he knew then who the real mother is.
So absolutely.
That's the best thing I could come up with. Answer to your comments about the Palestinian. No, I doubt it. American will be targeted, whether civilian. There is no military installation in the West Bank in Gaza.
Right, and I pray that that never happens.
Absolutely not. It would do the Palestinian no good to target any Westerner. To be honest
right,
with you,
right.
The reason we don't have peace is because the Israeli refused to sit down with talk with the legitimate representative of Palestinian people. You know, when the United States says we want to have election in the West Bank, Palestinians said, yes, Hamas won. What happened? We cut funding them immediately. We embargoed. We don't want to talk to them. And we label them terrorists.
Right. It was a legitimate government voted on by the people, and then they were almost brought to a mute. They would not do anything with them. Mahmoud, we got two people online, and I always bring up survivors first. Rachel, you hang on, please, dear. We'll get you on, and I want to welcome my good friend and shipmate, Ron Kuchel, USS Liberty survivor, and Ron was in charge of body recovery and identification from the 25 souls that were blown to bits in the torpedo hole by five torpedoes shot at us, and one of them hit the starboard side, blowing a 40-by-40-foot hole on our ship, and we almost sunk. Go ahead, Ron.
Rachel, my apologies. I'm going to make this very short. It seems as though, by a recent blog that I've seen here on the computer just lately, that Netanyahu is telling Hillary Clinton how they're going to do things. And whether you like it or not, we're going to kill these civilians and these women and children, whether you like it or not. I have never in my life, and I'm 73 years old, never been so ashamed of being an American as I am right now. To tell these people, telling our own ambassador what to do. That's it, Phil.
Okay, yeah, you're talking about the video the YouTube of Secretary Clinton with Netanyahu. I saw it too, and many other people did. And I don't know if Mahmoud's seen it or not, but if he has,
I haven't seen it. What else can you add to that? This guy is a war criminal. He is a smuggler, cheater. He is the one who smuggled nuclear trigger devices before he became a prime minister and get away with it. And obviously, that's the way it's going to be until they challenge and exposed. And to be honest with you, they're the one who backed the United States. That's when Obama dispatched Hillary Clinton there, because they all of a sudden they would start getting missile firing in Tel Aviv on Jerusalem. They weren't expecting that, and they were panicking. 3.5 million people were living in bomb shelter. All of a sudden, he said he's not going to take it.
Absolutely. And, you know, when another country can get so close to bombing a very populated area in Israel, a lot of Israelis are shaken to the bone because they have not had to go through that, as the Palestinians have been going through for the past 45 years since June 8, 1967, when their land was stolen. Rachel, you're up next. Ron, thanks for calling in, buddy, and keep in touch, and we'll get you back on again soon. Rachel in California,
yes.
Please come on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Phil. It's good to talk to you. You know, I'm ashamed to be an American, too. Every time I turn on the news, and like I think it was this morning or yet last night, I saw a clip of Susan Rice saying, oh, this can't happen. You know, this cannot happen. It won't bring peace to Israel or Palestine. I don't care about peace with Israel, okay? There's no such state as Israel. There's no such place. It's all Palestine. I don't care about these illegal aliens, okay? We don't need peace with them. We just need to get rid of them. And what excites me about this, now they'll have the power. And this is what scares the U.S. and, the fake state, I'll call it, because now we can all take them to a criminal world court. And we can, I mean, not only what's going on in Palestine, look what happened even way back to the Bolsheviks, too. When they killed and tortured, that was the real Holocaust. They killed and tortured over 65 million, and that's a real number of people. And now it's going on in Palestine, and now they're using these rebels in Syria, and I'm a Syrian-American, and James, and he's a big patriot, and his website is American-hijack.com, and you can look, you know, a lot of really, really good articles on that, and see, but we went to this thing, I'll make this real quick, too, because I think he's on hold, too, I'm not sure, but we went to this panel, and a guy from CARE was speaking. And he was a Sunni Muslim, and he was totally against President Assad. And we came late on purpose, so we can go to question and answer and set everybody straight in the room. And we kept getting shunned and, you know, hushed up. And there's a couple Jews in the room, too, I could tell. But basically, I'm so thrilled what's going on right now with Palestine. They will win, and they will prevail, and I pray for them every day.
Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate your comments and calling in. And you're always on the ball. You're always getting on C-SPAN or doing something positive, trying to help the Palestinians live a better life, live the life that they should be able to live, free, to make their own money, to grow their own food on their own property. And also, thank you very much, Rachel, and the rest of the people that support the USS Liberty. And you have any comments on that, Mahmoud?
Yes, I want to say something to Rachel. Rachel, is she still on, or you cut her off?
She's still on.
Remember Rachel Khoury that was murdered in Rafah, in Gaza, Palestine, a few days before we invaded Iraq?
So remember what? I can't. Here.
Remember the American Beast activist, Rachel Khoury?
Yes, I remember her. I know.
Do you know the commanding officer of the soldier who killed her is the head of Friend of Israel Defense Forces in Los Angeles, California, that Stevie Wonder have withdrew his name from going there?
Oh, wow.
Yes, he is. I have his name down in the basement. I changed room because the phone was acting up. But this man was the commanding officer in Rafah, in Gaza, when an American citizen was killed in cold blood. Her name was Rachel Khoury, 23 years old, from Olympia, Washington. Not one single public official issued protest or condemnation or demand an investigation. The only one who did it is her own congressman, and the resolution is still collecting dust in the shelf at the Library of Congress. Nobody will act in it. It's a shame.
Hey, Mahmoud,
it's a disgrace.
Are her parents going to repeal it? Are her parents going to repeal that trial?
Let me answer that. let me answer that one. They already tried, and they got shut down in an Israeli court. They said it was an accident, and they couldn't see her. That's how come they ran over her twice.
Even though she was with Bill Horn on the fluorescent light jacket.
Right, right. And listen, Rachel, God bless you again for calling in.
Thank you, Rachel.
And we got another caller. And I like to get all my callers in the mood. I know we're moving along here pretty quick. But,
I'll make it short.
But we get, you know, when a person calls in, I want to get them on because they take the time to listen to the show and call in. I respect that very much. Even if we agree to disagree, I still appreciate people calling in. Tom from Brooklyn, please come on.
Hello, Phil. Nice to hear your voice, and thank you for everything you've done in your service to your country. Interesting situation. The Palestinian statehood or the representation in the United Nations is not going to make much difference because the Israelis don't pay any attention to the UN resolution. I think the only hope for the Middle East is if Putin was to nuke Palestine, because this sounds absolutely ludicrous, but if he was to nuke Palestine, the United States, even if they were to cut the funding to Israel, would already have all of the power that they need to do anything they want. They have drained this country for 47 years. Okay? Now, they've got all the power. They've got all of our money. And the bottom line is the last Christian nation, representation of Christian nation, is Russia. And Putin doesn't like those people over there, and there's a very good chance that he may take them down in a way that they're not ready for. And I believe the only way that we are going to get peace in the Middle East is by eliminating the problem. Unfortunately, a lot of Palestinian people will suffer, but they have suffered for 47 years. And they can go to Jordan, they can go other places while this thing happens. And I'm almost looking forward to it because I think that's exactly how it's going to play out, Phil.
Well, that's a very interesting thesis you got there, prognosis. And Mahmoud, what do you think about what Tom just said?
It's very scary and drastic. It's possible. Everything is conceivable. But the way I look at it, there is chance to have peace. We have peace recently in Northern Ireland when the United States used its influence and send, you know, the U.S. senator. They sit down IRA and the British government. So it takes two to tango. If the Israeli,
and you know, there is no influence in the Middle East. Only the Jew. There is no influence in the Middle East. So long as the flow of money goes back to Congress and the Senate and AIPAC is able to do their dirty deeds, there will be no American influence in the Middle East, brother.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. Then we have to do it without American influence. I mean, what I want is my government to act even-handed policy, pursue not one pro-Israel or pro-Arab, be even-handed.
Well,
and put pressure not only in one side, but both instead of acting as a lapdog for the Israeli.
Russia might be a better ally to the rest of the world than the United States is under the ZOG, Zionist occupied government that we are constantly under here. Would you not agree, Phil?
I agree on this, that I know for a fact that if you do not toe the line in Washington, D.C., as Israel, AIPAC, ADL, ICE, and all other affiliates that use their influence on our elected officials, if they don't toe the line, they're no longer there, and they know that. They want to keep their jobs, and they will do anything that they're told to do by Israel. Now, listen, think about this, Tom. That Tom, he got Netanyahu got 26 standing ovations in front of our Congress. Our president's not even gotten that. Think about it.
I laugh at that situation because I was waiting for them while they were doing calisthenics for their spongy derrieres to have a heart attack. That's the most movement that we've gotten out of them. They are a bowel movement. They are subhuman. They are the sellouts The only thing that I could honestly hope for is to see them dangling at the end of a rope for treason.
I tell you what, Tom, you've got a lot of things to say there, and I understand them all, what you're saying. And we got some music coming on. Then we got another call, Tom. We got Jim in Michigan. Hang on, Jim. We'll get right to you. RBN. Real News, Real Talk for People, because you can't handle the truth. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Welcome back, folks. Here we go for the last few minutes of Your Voice Counts on this great radio station, RBN. We've got 2 callers, Mahmood, and I got to get them both in because, like I said, I appreciate these people calling in. We're going to take Jim in Michigan real quick. And, Jim, please go ahead. And then we got James in California. Jim, go ahead, sir.
How you doing, sir? How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good, thank you. Yeah, the question is that the only way that there will be peace in the Middle East until God comes back, that's the only way, because it's too bad that both sides cannot agree, but it all started back in the Old Testament. Which, do you agree with that, your guest there?
Mahmood, go ahead.
Yes, we do believe as Muslims when Jesus Christ will return back to earth and find this fake, we call it Dajjal, the hypocrite,
right,
then peace will be on earth.
Right, that's the only way, because...
I do agree with this theology assessment, yes.
Because it's the only way, because...
I hope it's one... We don't have to wait that long
yeah,
to have peace in the Middle East.
way things are wrapping up so rapidly, I mean, in the world, that, you know, that...
You know, we are seeing sign of that, though. They do have some sign, which when we have high-rise building, when women start imitating men and men acting as women, these are some of the sign of Day of Judgment when kids start disobeying their parents.
Yeah. Okay,
thank you,
Jim.
Yes, sir.
And with what you just said, our guest just alluded to, it seems like both of you guys are on the same page. And I wish we had more time, Jim. Please call again in next week, and I'll give you more time. I promise. We're just late in this show, and I need to get James on. Thank all of you for calling in. I appreciate it very much, James Morris. Come on, please.
Thanks, Phil. I was on hold from the beginning. I think something just happened with a glitch with that, so sorry for calling in so late. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, very important to talk about what just happened at the UN, and I think Rachel, prior caller, who had kindly mentioned my America-hijack.com, or you can get to it, US-hijack.com. I've got posts over there about this. Actually, Palestine now can take the IDF, the Israel Defense Forces, of course, I call them the Israel Occupation Forces, to the International Criminal Court. And we know from the prior decision that the International Criminal Court had ruled in favor of Israel's apartheid, actually in favor of the Palestinians against Israel's apartheid wall. So that's basically the bottom line. While you have the AIPAC puppets with Susan Rice at the UN and Hillary Clinton, who wants to run for president next and wants all that AIPAC support and all the other Jewish donors and whatnot. So they're just, you know, puppets for AIPAC and the rest of the Israel lobby. And that's what they're worried about. That's, you know, they know conditions won't change on the ground. Israel's just started adding 3,000 more homes to East Jerusalem and their annexation of the of East Jerusalem and adding more settlements to the
James,
West Bank.
James, I'm sorry, friend, we got 30 seconds left, and I want my mood to go ahead and take that up. James, I always appreciate you calling in, and I did mention your ushijacked.com at the beginning of the show. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think James covers it up beautifully. It's a bad week for Israel, good week for the Palestinian. At least they get some recognition in the international arena, and Israel is being isolated more than ever. Even there is with the Stevie Wonder withdrawing, with the demand of 52 international intellectual and dignitary...
Mahmoud, here we go again. I got to get you back on again. We just got so much to talk about. I thank you, sir, for coming back on. Kat, we'll get in touch with you. We'll schedule again. God bless
anytime.
You. Yeah, thank you. God bless you. May peace be on everybody this coming holiday season here on the first day of December. Remember, folks, support your friends at RBN, Real News, Real Talk, Real People, because you can't handle the truth. Thank you, Sam. See you all later. Bye-bye.